League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Think about when you're at work. What is playing in the background? And do you like it? There's a new study out that finds that if you have bad background music at your job, it can mess with your mood and your emotions, and it can cause people even to feel tired and lash out at others.
When I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain, I mean, obviously it's theme park, so there was theme park music playing in the background all the time. Warner Brothers, primarily, like cartoon stuff and jingles. And after a while, certain days it would make you insane. But other days, when you felt like just doing nothing, all of a sudden one of your jams would come on and you'd be like, yes! You dig deep and you'd be ready to go.
I always think lately I'll go into a grocery store and they'll be playing the best music. And I'd be like, this is awesome. Well, like listening to it.
That means you're aging up.
Right.
That's what that means right there. Because you remember before being in there like, how do people survive this?
They were playing Salt and Peppa the other day in my grocery store, which was so alarming to me. You know, I loved it. But I was like, wait, what does that say about me getting older? But anyway, you know, and research found it's more than 13 million Americans work in a place where they have to listen to background music that's determined by somebody else. And I can't even fathom that. We work at a radio station. And what a lot of people don't know is that we have the music so low behind us, and I don't listen to the music all day.
Well, I mean, I think that one of the best things that a boss can tell you is that you better be so busy that you don't even hear it, right? I mean, that's the thing in radio is, you know, you are busy, so you're not listening all that time. I'm listening when I'm driving in. I'm listening when I'm driving home.
No, of course. But, like, during the show, I keep my eye on the screen to make sure that the song is playing and we're okay, but I'm not listening. And the problem is because I get distracted. I cannot listen to any kind of music or have background noise going on if I'm doing real work. I can't compose an email. I can't do any research. I can't do any of it if there's any background noise.
That's strange to me.
Why?
I mean, I feel like, because I feel like I could turn off any noise in my head. So, I mean, and you lived in city and so forth. So, I mean, you should be familiar with this. I mean, you just get to certain areas where there's always going to be constant noise that you can't escape that, you know, drives you nuts. This is before sound-canceling headphones. This is before we had AirPods, you know, I would just, you have to, you know, basically train yourself to lock out sounds. And I would have to do the same thing when I sleep.
My daughter puts in the AirPods and she listens to Taylor Swift while she does her homework. And I mean, she does great grades, so I am in no position to tell her what to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know how she does it. I don't know how you read and you concentrate and you learn, but I know that for some people, and it's got to be like the left brain, right brain thing, that they learn better that way. If they have that noise, it helps them understand math better.
Yeah, it's selective listening is what it is, right? So it depends on what you're listening to intently. If I want to give something my full attention, I'll definitely absorb more of it. But again, I've gotten very used to just locking stuff out.
All I keep thinking about is the people at Walmart when it's Christmas time. And they got to play the Christmas music. And it's All I Want for All Christmas Day. Is You by Mariah Carey every 10 minutes.
I mean, think about your dentist's office.
Well, I hope my dentist is listening to my station right now. It was an awesome first weekend for Coachella if you survived getting in.
Chaos at Coachella as the journey to the iconic music festival's campgrounds turned into a parking lot.
Coachella, what the hell are you doing? We have been stuck in line for nearly 10 hours. There's no porta potty, so if you need to use the restroom, grab some food, whatever it is, do that first.
They were mad. They were mad.
No matter what you do first, if you're in a line for 12 hours, doesn't matter. Yep. You're going to outlast the fact that you're hungry again and you have to go to the bathroom again. That's a mess.
Yeah.
Honking of the horns. What's that doing? We've been sitting here for 12 hours. Yes. This is a parking lot. Let's just, you know, chill with the horns thing.
And then they complained that once they actually got into the festival, you're paying $100 for cold tacos. Like, the food is so expensive, but they kind of got you because you're in the middle of the desert and there's nowhere else you can go unless you want to wait back in your car for another 12 hours to get out.
You know, you've been to a music festival before. This is how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. They lock you up, basically. I saw the camping was pretty chaotic, too, when people came in. Like, there was nobody out there manning the spot, so people are, like, double parking and whatnot. whatnot. There's rules to this stuff, Anna.
There is. And we'll get to the actual performances coming up in a little bit and trending. But Raven, as a self-proclaimed man camper, I thought you would have some tips for everybody that's going to camp at Coachella for the first time.
Well, the video that I saw, I mean, it basically looks like a parking lot as far as even in the camping area. Like, they've given you a little grid what you have to go with. So minimalizing is very important, Anna. So what I'm going to tell you is, you know, you're going on an excursion, especially a music festival. Only take what you can actually eat or drink. That's it. Because you've been in that situation before where, again, you're going to end up buying the $30 taco, the $50 pizza, or whatever it may be. So just, you know, go, like, slim. Like, think of yourself basically treat Coachella weekend as, like, if you were on an episode of Survivor.
Oh.
Right? Like, don't eat.
At all?
Try and get some water.
Beef jerky.
Carry that. Right. Now you're thinking, like, some sort of trail mix or something like that with you. You know, the less is going
to
be, the better.
If you wanted to fast, Coachella is the time to do it.
That is the exact time to start. And plus, it'll help you to hallucinate. Pizza. Pizza is great for a food for the first and second day. Pizza will last like a day, no matter the circumstances. It could be on your dashboard. It could be in a freezer. It could be in anything. Pizza is good. Pick that up on the way in there. And you're not going to be leaving with a movie star or a pop star. I know, like, you know, all the beautiful people are at Coachella.
What if Benson Boone catches my eye?
Benson Boone is definitely not swooning for anybody in the audience. I mean, he's going to catch your eye.
Yeah,
you're not going to catch his.
And then he's going to look at me and he's going to be like, is that a middle-aged mom? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Wasn't that a movie with that Anne Hathaway? I guess that could happen. No, it's not going to happen. Mm. So just, you know, leave the five different changes of clothes, the makeup bag, anything it is that you think that's extra, you know, just leave that, right? Again, just try and survive it.
Is she wearing a crop top? Do I see her stretch marks? Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Love her.
It's unlikely for that to happen at Coachella.
Yeah.
So just, you know, pack light.
Okay. Summer saying it was her best performance ever. And the clips that I've seen so far, I haven't watched the whole thing in entirety. I want to wait till I have time to do it. They might be right. Lady Gaga at Coachella was fantastic, from what everybody's saying. So theatrical. Now, remember, this isn't her first time at Coachella. Last time, she was filling in for Beyonce, who had just announced her pregnancy.
Yeah.
This time, it was her show, so she had time to really plan it.
Yeah, put together a stage presence, all that stuff.
It looked completely bananas. Very, very cool.
They're saying it's a big preview for her tour, too.
Yes.
Like, basically, a lot of this stuff is going to be implicated in the set there as well.
As I was watching the couple short clips that I did see, it made me want to go to her show.
Yeah.
Have you listened to her new album, Mayhem?
I haven't listened to all of it. I mean, the two songs that I've heard, I like. I like the first one even better than the second one. So,
you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, so I spend a lot of time listening to albums on repeat. And this one is really good.
Yeah.
It's like Gaga's back, and she's back in a big way.
I don't think she went anywhere.
Well, you know,
she's been doing great.
She laid low for a little bit.
She was making a huge movie. It flopped, but she made a huge movie. She did the Olympics, and she's been doing a Vegas residency. I don't know if it's laying low. Either way, I'm excited for the tour, too. I think it's going to be great.
Coachella 1 weekend is in the books. It was pretty awesome. If you were able to survive the 12 hours to get in for camping, like we were talking about earlier, or the fact that the food is so expensive and disgusting and people are upset about it.
Sounds like Woodstock.
Yes, including... For the olds, yes, that's it.
I mean, exactly what it sounds like.
But there were some big surprises, and Benson Boone surprised everybody when he brought out this guy. Wait a minute, who's that?
I feel like Brian May is never foolish. He always comes out with a big singer. Always does.
Well, I was wondering.
That's what you're trying to follow up after Freddie Mercury. I guess that's what's required. But Benson Boone, good choice for that.
But yeah, I mean, Brian May from Queen. I'm wondering how many people in that audience knew who he was.
Well, I mean, they probably don't know when they first see him, but they know the songs. They
of
know
course.
Every one of the songs,
yeah,
right?
Knows
so they're
Bohemian
like, who's
Rhapsody,
that?
Yes.
Like, oh, he's from Queen? Great.
But, you know, the good thing about Coachella and one of the fun things about it and why so many people are attracted to this music festival is because that's one of the strange things happen.
The collabs.
Yes. And Weird Al Yankovic made his Coachella debut, and he did it as a special guest of Yo Gabba Gabba. And if you're not familiar with Yo Gabba Gabba, They're a kids show. They're right. a kids group. I mean, I remember seeing them 15 years ago mm-hmm. when my older daughter was little, and they did Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie.
Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Have your cell phones up in the air for that one.
Do you? Do you have your phones? So, is that what you do?
I would.
Okay. All right. What if you could get everything you wanted in 17 seconds?
Oh, yes, finally.
Does this sound too good to be true? Not according to this TikToker.
I use the 17-second method every single day, and I get everything I want.
Oh, she sounded legit and confident about that.
Right. She sounded like she believes that she gets everything that she wants.
17 seconds of manifestation.
How do you do it?
You set a 17-second timer on your phone, and you just lay there, and you basically just visualize the things that you want. Like, how are you going to get them? What is going on when you get the things that you want? Who is around you? What can you smell? And you basically just go into detail of what you want as if it's a memory.
Did she say what is it you smell?
Yeah, you gotta like really paint the picture in your head.
Okay,
you
right. You gotta put yourself there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you gonna wish for? Because I know we're gonna do this, right? We are gonna do this.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it and trying to figure it
Money?
Out. I'm like 17 seconds. I mean, obviously you gotta start
exotic pets.
In my world, I already have all the money. You know, I'm manifesting money right now.
So that's manifest. Part two yeah. is what you're saying is like this manifestation would be on top of another manifestation. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep.
And sure enough, sometimes these things take a year.
What?
Sometimes they take an hour to come into my life. But every time I use this method for something I really, really want, it never fails me.
Yeah. It's 17 seconds.
All right.
17 seconds of the time. It works all the time,
mm-hmm.
except it might be a decade later.
All right.
Okay. I have a surprise for you. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
I've got a timer.
Oh, okay,
for 17
good.
Seconds. So
Beautiful.
If you want to tell me when you're ready, I will fire it off.
Okay. Okay. Go.
Go.
I'm traveling the world with my family, but my family, when they're not all moody and hungry and fighting with each other, like when they're normal and happy, we've come into a windfall of money years ago. So now we just go on these gorilla treks and we see animals and we live like the Irwin family. You know, lots of elephants and giraffes. It doesn't smell good.
That's okay. 17 right. seconds.
Perfect. See? Done.
You packed a lot into that.
Yeah, right. I mean, you could imagine my whole new life. My whole new life. Now, it may take an hour or it may take a year, but that's pretty much coming true.
All right.
So many gorillas.
I'm going to go with something that I want a little bit sooner, right? I'm gonna put myself there. I'm going to visualize myself there. I'm going to say I'm open to it happening. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
I'm open to receiving a new sexy luxury SUV from the universe with air-conditioned seats and an extra-large screen display, Italian leather accents. I'm open to receiving this vehicle payment-free from the universe. I'm open. I'm open to that right now.
I mean, you still have like 10 seconds.
No.
You
just
wasted
3
it.
Seconds. I focused more.
You didn't even talk about what it was going to smell like.
What?
Smells like
delicious
a new car.
Italian leather.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you didn't really put a lot of thought and effort into yours. You just wanted a car.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting it.
Okay.
Like,
well,
right now it's out in its space. Like I'm visualizing myself in it. I could double park.
Okay.
Like, don't scratch my car.
Okay. 17 seconds. That's all you need for your dreams to come true. Look what you've learned today.
Yeah.
Did you ever get asked out by somebody and you had to say no? I got hit on this past weekend, Raven.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you very
huh?
much. Thank you.
Welcome back from the dead.
I know. It's
you
been a long
did it,
time.
Girl.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Yeah.
Respectfully, it was a man at least 35 to 40 years older than me.
Let me just ask, though. So, I mean, was it like, was he well put together? Was
yes.
he like 60 and well to do and
it
all that at 65 or whatever?
I mean, maybe even older. It was
really?
I was
did he think he had a chance? That's my question.
I have no
Why?
Idea. It was such a weird thing. We were at this really nice restaurant, and I was with my cousin, and we were with our husbands. And she's like, in the back, it's like a real cool club. Later on, it turns into a cool club. I'm like,
yeah.
get out of here. And she's like, yeah. And we were like, when we finished dinner, we said to the guys, we want to go back. We want to go see. We want to go hang out. Now, I will tell you, lately, 9 times out of 10, when I walk into a bar or a club situation, the first thing I think to myself is, I'm probably too old to be here.
And where's there a seat?
Right.
Is there an open area? Can I have a booth?
I went in there, and I looked around, and I looked at my cousin in the eye, and I go, No. We were the youngest people in there by two decades.
It's a different kind of club,
I'm guessing. It was 100%.
So were the guys with you, or did they stay in front, or what? They were like, go check it out.
They went to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, let's get out of here. Let's go wait outside. Yeah.
It happened that quick, though.
Yes.
They were in the bathroom, and you got hit on.
Oh, we got swarmed. They're like...
Fresh meat.
They're like, look at me. Oh, my gosh. They don't even have walkers.
It's like, it's like sailors coming into port. Wow, here we go.
And one guy was like, ma'am. And I was like, ah!
He called you ma'am.
And I just quickly put my arms around my shoulders and I shuffled out of there as fast as I could.
What?
Yes. But they say the things you're supposed to do when you're being asked out, when you're being approached and you have to say no. One is listen to what they have to say. Okay. Be respectful. I did not listen. I turned around and I ran.
Oh, like, no. Yeah. That's how you end up on somebody's like wall and they're in your bushes like watching you. But okay.
You're supposed to just say no. You're not supposed to lead them on. Be straightforward and polite. I think they knew we were not interested.
Okay, what's the last one?
Tell them you want to be friends. Unless, of course, I don't want to be friends.
No, that's leading somebody on. You don't want to be friends.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be polite and have a nice small smile on your face. I was none of those things. I didn't know what to do.
Well, you ran for your life.
Right.
You know, I mean, you were afraid. Brian, it hadn't happened to you in so long.
I know. Brian, you were asked out and you had to say no. What happened?
The last woman asked me out, I said no because I knew her husband.
Ah, yep, that would do it.
Oh, my God.
Were they still married?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, were they, like, separated or?
No.
Oh.
Happily married.
Okay.
You have to wonder how many other guys were before you.
Did they have an open thing or was it like a cheating thing?
I think she had an open thing. He just works a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's such an odd thing when people have that. Like, I mean, I've seen it even in a circle of friends. You know, my thing was always to her because she always thought that I hated her because of it. It was a friend of my wife's and I just said, you know what? Date out of our zip code. I don't understand why it has to be other people we all know. Like, it's just weird. Take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, to be fair, not really any of my business, but I just feel like when things get messy, if you're standing next to somebody and something goes splat, guess what? You're going to get hit with it.
I agree.
Okay. Olivia, how about you? When did somebody ask you out and you said no?
These new batch of men are different. The last time someone approached me like they were interested, he asked me when I was going to take him out. That's not what I do.
Was he cute?
No.
All right, well.
Not cute enough for that line to work.
No. Have you ever heard a pickup line that worked? I want to know what that pickup line was. I'm curious.
Some people love them.
Really? When did somebody ask you out and you said no? Did you ever get asked out by somebody and you wanted to say no? You weren't sure how to do it? Top three things you're supposed to do. Listen to what they say politely. Keep a respectful distance. Smile slightly. Then just say no. And then let them know if you want to be friends.
Dude asked you out this past weekend, though, Anna, or at least tried to pay you a compliment, and you ran.
Turn around and ran. That was real responsible, smart thing for an adult woman to do.
Well, that tactic worked.
How did you handle it? Tasha, when did you have to say no?
When I first came back home from college and I looked like completely different. And this guy that I had the hugest crush on growing up asked me out on a date. And I told him no. And he was just like, what? And I was like, when I was growing up, you didn't give me the time of day. And now that you think I'm cute, you want to take me out? I don't think so.
Well, the revenge no.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good no. That is a good no. Do you have a revenge no, mm-hmm. Anna?
No.
No, because when you came back from college, you were like married.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but you know what? When you go away, right, you transform a little bit, you come back. Similar situation for me. I always wanted to date my health teacher, and she refused to date me when I was in high school.
Oh, can't imagine why.
And so, but when I ran into her, she was like, hey, and I was like, no.
No, but what? This is the grossest story
she
ever.
She was young. She was very young, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Still your teacher.
No, I mean, I looked at her as like the daughter of my teacher because she was also the daughter of the other teacher.
I ran into a teacher of mine at a bar one time and I had to be 22, 23 at the time. And
yeah.
He was one of my high school teachers. And he was at the bar and he offered to buy me a shot. And I said no.
Right.
I don't like it.
You're like, get out of here, weirdo creeper.
Old man.
Yeah.
He was like 28.
I would have let her buy me a shot. I would have let her do that.
Joey, how about you? If somebody asked you out and you said no, what happened?
This girl was way taller than me. Like, I swear. She just approached me. And, like, the way that it happened is I was looking at my phone for some directions, and then all of a sudden it just got real dark around me. I was like, this girl, she just completely blocked the sun out.
Stop it.
And she was like, I think you're cute. And I was like, thank you. She I think you're pretty. And she said, I want to take you out. And I was like, no, I can't go out with anybody who's going to block the sun off me like that.
Oh, my gosh. You can't say that to people. That's not nice. Have you ever dated anybody that was shorter than you, though, Anna?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, I was so young. I was in high school, so it doesn't count then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the girls are taller than the guys at that point.
We were like the same height. I'm only 5'2".
Yeah.
So
that's short.
It's short. And he was like the same, 5'1", 5'2".
You know, anything over like 6 inches height difference, I think would be an issue. An inch here, an inch there is no big deal. But a big height difference, as a guy, I think that would be a lot.
When you're a guy, it's a little bit different from when you're a woman.
Yeah. Like if you're a woman, I mean, if you're a short woman, you expect most men to be taller than you.
I mean, my husband's a foot taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're a guy, like there's all sorts of things that come with that. Society has put a lot of pressure on that, you know, for both him and her and you as a couple.
But imagine how incredible their athleticism would be of your children.
I've got a friend. He's a very big guy. And he said that his dream was always to just get married to a professional volleyball player or a collegiate volleyball player so they could have giant babies.
Oh, my gosh. No, I know a couple who I'm sure are listening right now, and they're both very, very tall. And their son is already, as a freshman, is on track. The colleges are looking at him.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
Well, listen, if you're a former, you know, attractive collegiate volleyball player or professional volleyball call us, and I'll give you Rich's phone number because he's very successful and very sweet, and he's done a lot of work on himself. He's very introspective. He's a good man. He's a renaissance man. Anna.
He just wants to have athlete babies.
Yes, he does.
Don't feel so bad if you didn't get into your dream college. There's this 18-year-old tech genius that he just went viral because he got rejected from every Ivy League school he applied to.
Wow.
He's a CEO of his own $30 million app. Couldn't get into those schools.
It's amazing, right? It makes me think, what is it they're looking for, and are they still looking in the right places?
Yeah, Priyanka Shingala is a test prep advisor and college admissions consultant. You can find her on her website, letstalkcollege.co. Priyanka, how does this happen, and why do I keep hearing stories this year about people not getting into schools?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, if you think about it, all the students who are applying to these types of universities, they're all equally good. So at that point, the question becomes, how do we pick and choose? Anyone who's applying to any of the top-tier universities, they have the best grades. They've taken the most difficult classes. They put together their extracurricular activities. They've basically spent their 4 years of high school designing their entire high school experience for that top-tier university. So now, how do you determine who's good? Is it the student who spent, let's say, 500 hours playing soccer and becoming a soccer captain? Or is it the person who's been spending time doing community service for, let's say, 500 hours just to keep it on equal par? How do you decide?
How?
Yeah.
How do they decide?
Besides coin flip, because that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Well, you know what? At some point, it really does come down to who is actually advocating for you. So when we think about these college applications processes, we forget that there's a human on the other side of that application. And that person has 100 of applications in front of them. They're working in a committee, and now they have to argue for each candidate that's sitting in front of them.
Priyanka Shingala is a college admissions consultant.
Forgive me, Priyanka. I hear over and over and over again nowadays, when you need a job, you need somebody that works in that office building to walk down the hall and say, hello, I've got a friend. So when you say advocating for you, every one of these packages is coming with recommendations. They're all coming with letters. They're coming with essays. As you said, they're equally qualified. Right. So are you talking about stalking the person who's doing admissions at a college that I want to go to?
So every university, if you look online, there will be local admissions reps. These are the individuals who are looking at applications from your state. And it's nice to get to know them, even if it's asking questions by emailing them. And it's almost like if you and Anna were both sitting in the room, you had applications in front of you. Okay, great. Who makes the better argument for their student?
So essentially, you should be reaching out to the heads of the departments of your major, or you should be reaching out to the admissions reps, just so your name rings a bell.
It's being proactive. And a lot of the top tier universities just want to see a student who's not coasting along. I will say there's three components. It's grades, it's extracurriculars, and then it's how you package your application. I have students who have spent 4 years putting together these top-tier grades and everything, but they don't start their application until September, October, and early decision deadlines tend to be November 1st, November 15th. So at that point, is 2 months enough? Is that your genuinely best work in those 2 months when you're juggling with your schoolwork to represent 4 years of your life and effort?
Mm-hmm.
And the other question I have is the situation with this tech genius that has this $30 million app where he's got the 4.0 GPA and he's rejected from all these colleges. If a school feels that you're too good for them and you're too qualified, they won't offer you a spot because they'd rather offer it to somebody who's more likely to choose them. Is that true?
Without having seen this student's application, I couldn't tell you why someone got rejected from an Ivy League after having made it in business, having done all of this. But at times, yeah, it is that if university feels like there's not much that they can offer you, it's one of those where a business doesn't have the service that you would really need.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy already made $30 million off an app. Why you got to go to college?
He's going
to
be fine. He's going to be fine. He could just buy himself a degree.
Priyanka Shingala, letstalkcollege.co. You get all the information about her there. And if you have a student getting ready to go through college and need some help, she's the one for you. Thanks, Priyanka.
This is the sound of sweet victory.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Rory, Rory.
Did you watch any of the Masters this weekend?
No, of course not.
I'm not a big golf fan, right? Like, I don't typically watch it on television. But to watch the build over Friday into Saturday and into Sunday, what an incredible finish. What an incredible Masters it was. It was great. And Rory's backstory has been up and down over the last couple of years. So it was a big, big dramatic finish.
But with that, he has achieved a career Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. That means he's won the Masters, the Players, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. So that's good.
Eluded him for quite a long time here. Mm-hmm. He was getting a divorce. They called it off, got back together, all this. I mean, it's been a wild couple of years for him.
Speaking of a wild couple of years, just kidding. It's just going to be a wild tomorrow.
All right.
Because it's tax day for most Americans.
Oh, no. And wait a minute. I wasn't even ready.
Oh, well, you're not alone. 25% of people, as of today, the day before tax day, have not even started working on their taxes.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I guess if it's super basic, right? Or if you see, you know, think that you're going to be owing money, that's another thing, too. Or maybe you're waiting on a backed up accountant or whatever. I think that mine, actually, I saw my account this morning. I think it's scheduled to hit my account, my returns, this morning at 9 a.m.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
My husband was working on it last night, and he finally got up and he said, I'm done. And it's, I feel bad because it's one of those things where I have no...
You can't help him.
I don't even know. If he said to me, oh, you know, he always jokes, oh, aren't you doing the taxes this year? He said to me yesterday morning. And I don't even know where to begin. I wouldn't know where to log in.
You know what to do?
I wouldn't know what to do.
You know, just keep him hydrated and bring him a sandwich halfway through the day. That's all.
I guess so.
You know?
And Raven, we have another enemy.
Oh, great.
The snakehead.
Oh, no. That's so much better than China.
A ferocious fish with a massive appetite and razor-sharp teeth. It may even walk on land. The snakehead.
The snakehead.
I don't like fish that walk on land.
No.
Just going to put that out there.
Absolutely not. It's not new. This guy's been around forever, and here they are talking about it.
It represents an introduction of something that can compete and possibly outcompete the native fishes.
It's exactly what you think. It's a fish that has a snake head, mm-hmm. and it eats everything in its path, and it breathes air so it can go on land. And they're saying that it can demolish entire ecosystems because of it. And what they're telling you to do, wait for it. Cut its head off.
Oh, yeah.
If you see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Officials in Missouri and several other states are asking you to cut its head off. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I feel like that's not something that I.
It's not enough to, like, stomp it or whatever,
nope.
You know, to toss it. If I see it on the highway crossing that, I can't just run it over. I have to cut its head off.
You have to cut its head off. And then I watched a couple videos on how people are eating them, and I said, this has gone too far.
oh, no.
Right. So if you see the snakehead, cut its head off. And I guess make it into some kind of sushi.
At least call somebody.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Ah, sweet nostalgia. What did you save from your wedding? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Not too long ago, last month, we celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary, my husband and I.
Right?
Yeah, it's great. It feels like I was like a kid when I got married. I was very young when we got married. So imagine my surprise when my mom came over and she handed me 2 packs of matches. the matches that we had. Remember, everybody, we used to get matches engraved.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You would have the embossed matches that you would do, and it was pretty standard. That'd be at every wedding.
Yes. So I completely forgot they had existed.
Yeah.
And she brought me two of those matchbooks. And
that's
nice. Oh, I was like, that's so cute that you held these. And then I tried to, like, strike a match, which I haven't done in 700 years.
I mean, you could have done something cool with them, like framed them, put them in your bathroom or something.
Why?
I don't know.
What am I going to do with these matches?
It's a cool little memento that has your date on it, whatever. So you tried to strike a match,
they didn't
and
even
the
work.
Head went flying off.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, didn't even, after 20 years, I guess they go dead.
Yeah.
My six-year-old did not know what matches were, which I think is a win.
Yeah, that
yes.
definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like a good thing. Yeah, like, I mean, that would have been a cool thing to kind of hold on. What did you do with them after that?
Put them in a drawer, the junk drawer.
Okay.
What am I going to do with them?
See, just put them somewhere where that somebody else that's like visiting will stumble across them. That's cool.
The junk drawer?
Yeah. No, probably not. You know, from our wedding, we have probably two boxes full of shot glasses that say stolen from Alicia and Jay's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think we had to order a minimum.
Yeah.
And I think we had like 180 guests, and I think that we had to order 200 minimum or something like that. Maybe it must be more than that because we still have two boxes full.
You should give those away for birthdays yep. and Christmas.
We put them out from time to time there at the bar. I mean, we use them when people come over
mm-hmm.
and they're drinking at the bar, and people are allowed to leave with them.
Sue and Elizabeth on our Facebook page at Ann on Raven wrote that they kept the top layer of their cake. That was a big thing, too.
Yeah, but for how long?
For one
right?
year. The one-year
anniversary.
And then
you're supposed to eat it at the end of the one-year anniversary.
We did that, too. It was disgusting.
Did anybody get sick?
No, we took, like, a bite. We're like, that's good. Like, that's
yeah, what a dumb
gross.
Tradition this is, right?
Yeah. Christina, what did you say from your wedding?
I say the handwritten letter my husband wrote for me. Before we got married, he had my favorite little chocolate sent to my room, along with this beautiful love letter and a poem on my favorite color. My favorite color is turquoise, and he made sure he had the letter in turquoise with his little fragrance on it. It was just so sweet.
That is nice. I don't think I have the card that my husband wrote me at my wedding. What did I do with it? And what kind of terrible person am I that I don't even have it?
I don't even remember. I'm a terrible person. I don't remember if she sent me a card. She must have. I think I provided one for her. Don't know. Don't know. Don't remember. Don't recall.
I don't remember either.
A lot of it was a blur, you know? Like, but what a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that on a TV show recently, and I was like, that's really nice, right? To send the note to the other person that day, let them know you're thinking about it. Also calms your nerves.
My right? husband sent me flowers the morning of our wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was like a big bouquet of flowers, and it just said, I can't wait to marry you. And it's like, it's aww. Nice because then all of a sudden you feel like, you know?
Everything's going to be fine.
He's going to show up. All right.
Right. Yes. Good. Yes, totally. I totally think so.
What did you save from your wedding and why? I was so surprised. My mom brought me over two match packs. Is that what they're called? What are they called?
Matchbooks.
Yeah, matchbooks from my wedding 20 years ago. She's like, I've been holding on to these. And I was like, why?
It's like a portal opened up, though. Like, you forgot you even had them, right?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Samantha, what did you keep from your wedding?
I actually kept a few things. I kept my flowers because they were wooden and, like, artificial.
Hmm.
So I kept my bouquet, and I made my mother-in-law and my mom a bouquet for themselves after the wedding with the leftover flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
That's interesting. You know, like, I mean, obviously I've seen plenty of artificial flowers before, but I don't think I've ever seen them made out of wood.
They're very nice. We got them at grocery stores, but the brand we mainly use is like Solo Wood or something.
Really?
And it looks so real. They're
wow.
really nice. They even made eucalyptus.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
You remember the pressed flowers? I tried to save my bouquet, but they were too ugly. I just threw them out after a few years.
My wife has her original bouquet in a shadow box.
Oh, that's nice.
A friend had it mounted.
That was better than me trying to press it between two pages.
Hey, Rena, quickly tell us, what did you save from your wedding?
The wedding topper. It was just like a small sculpture of a man and a woman. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm Indian, so it was like the bride was wearing an Indian outfit and the groom was wearing an Indian outfit.
Yeah.
And it's like it's in my living room.
It's
and
not...
also the wedding invitation. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's actually, the wedding invitation is mounted with my wife's bouquet in the shadow box, which I always thought was a nice touch. That's, yeah, the topper, I feel like a lot of people used to save the topper. I was just going to ask if you had anything silly where, like, you were clubbing him over the head and dragging him there or anything. Remember when those funny toppers became a thing?
Yeah, for a little while, or the cartoon characters, the cartoon versions of you or cake toppers. I wonder what happened to mine. It was just our initials.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
It's a landfill somewhere.
Hi, Diane. What'd you save from your wedding?
Okay, so I'm married 41 years, and I saved my responses that people sent back. I also have matches, and I have the white stirrers with our names and our date on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, we didn't have the stirrers at mine, but yes, that's a good one, right, to go right there with the matchbooks.
I like the response cards. I would also record when they were sent back, if they were on time, and whether they responded or not, so I can do the exact same thing to them when their time comes.
That's a real thing that Anna does, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's true.
When it comes to invitations,
I have an entire
cards,
book of information. I remember things. You wrong me, I will remember. I have a list of people that were no-shows. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Enemies for life.
Half these people can't be found anymore.
What did you save from your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. I was so surprised. My mom came over on our wedding anniversary. We just celebrated our 20th. And she said, I've been saving these for you. And she handed me matchbooks from our wedding 20 years ago.
You forget that you have stuff like that printed, right?
It
takes you right back there. That's pretty cool. I have a bunch of shot glasses amongst various things. I think my wife has several of the glass pieces that were used in the centerpieces as well.
Yeah. Rob, how about you? What did you save from your wedding?
I saved the receipt.
What, I mean, what you paid to the venue?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, was it worth it?
When did you get married?
About 4 years ago.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, how much did you spend in total and how many people were invited to your wedding?
We spent about $40,000. We had about 100 people.
Okay.
They didn't give it away.
Right. That seems to be the national average every time I check.
It's definitely more expensive regionally, depending on where you are.
Of course it is.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Depends on where you live.
The fluctuations could be crazy.
If you had to do it over again, would you do everything the same, or would you make more affordable choices?
I would be a little more strict with how things were done. I kind of let her have her way, and, you know.
Any big purchase like that, you spend $50,000 in a day. You can definitely have some questions about it after, right?
There's things that I would have changed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's always little things that you're like, that was not important.
That wasn't
this
worth
was
the money.
This was more important. I think that's natural. Do you save receipts on huge things that you purchase like that? Like, it's not like he needs that receipt. It's
My
not
husband
like,
does.
It's not like he needs that anymore. Like, you have the deed to your house. You have the paperwork for your cars. But other than that, like, you know.
Yeah, no, my husband does. He puts it in the safe, and I don't know why. And then every couple years when I go through the safe to get our passports and all that, I just take them and throw them in the garbage. But I don't know why he does it, but I figure, like, he's the finance guy. He probably knows why.
I love that you take something from the safe and then you throw it out.
Never questioned.
No, there should be a couple outboxes from the safe to before the trash can.
He's never said, like,
because he probably doesn't know they're gone.
Where's the invoice from the generator? He's never once asked, so I'm assuming it's fine.
I once had all the paperwork. I cleared out, like, my filing cabinet. You have to do that every year or a couple of years or whatever, right? So I cleaned it all out, and I put it all in a pile. I was going camping, and I said, let me bring all this paperwork here, and we'll burn it. So my friend asked me, he's like, are you sure? He's like, it looks like there's some important stuff in here. And then he once made a joke about my birth certificate with my baby feet on it.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that birth certificate since.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have burned it.
That's
I think
ridiculous.
It might not have been a joke. It might have been serious.
That's really bad. Really bad.
And I wonder what else was in there.
Oh, gosh.
Every time I can't find a piece of paperwork, I'm like, Rich burned it. He burned it all.
I saved my wedding dress. It looked like it was something that Cinderella would have worn. I think it's something my daughter will wear, or my granddaughter, or great-granddaughter. Somebody in my family is going to wear this dress. So,
whenever I see a wedding dress at Goodwill, I always wonder, how did this end up here? Because I don't think anybody gets rid of their wedding dress unless, obviously, you've gone through a divorce or an end of a relationship and you want it out of your home.
Well, there's another scenario, too. It's an estate sale. Somebody passed away. So when somebody passes away and people come in and they clean out the house, the kids or whoever it is that's left to do those things, they just send it all.
I can't imagine just throwing away my dress.
I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Can you imagine donating your mother's dress?
No.
I knew you wouldn't. But of course
not.
who's going to wear it at that point? So it's probably just going to live in a box.
I'm going to cut it up, and I'm going to make it into a baptism outfit, and when my children have their children, that's what they're going to wear.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't think I've thought about this thoroughly?
All right. Well, I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Mom. We're killing you for your dress.
What couple?
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today. Jacqueline and Jared, what's going on? Jacqueline, let's start with you.
So we have these neighbors, and I guess you can call it a copycat kind of syndrome. So every time we do something, they do something. So, for instance, we bought a new Honda Pilot, and it was white. And then, like, what was it, dear? Like a month later, maybe, they had the same kind of car. And then we got new siding on our house, and it was like, oh, my God, that looks so good. And they wanted to know the name of the company. So we figured, okay, we can get a referral because we get a referral fee. Not only did they use the same company, they got the same siding and the same shade of gray. So it's beginning to be a little bit weird. We adopted a pet. They asked for the information, and guess what they did?
Well, that's nice, I guess.
They adopted a pet, too. Now, Jared thinks, you know, he wants to confront them, but I'm like, what are you going to say and what are you going to accuse them with?
Well,
like,
that's a good
I really
question.
Don't see anything. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Jared, what are you going to say to these people?
Man, I just want to know, like, why would you copy us in so many ways? There's so many other, you know, cars out there. There's other colors that you could paint your house. It just seems like, you know, they overly admire us or something like that. And I just want to know, like, why do you want to be like us so bad? And why don't you want to be an individual that makes your own decisions?
That sounds like a wonderful conversation. Mm. I can't wait to watch the two of you do that in my neighborhood. That sounds hilarious. What color is the house?
It's gray. Like a light gray. We're cool people. I mean, like, why wouldn't you want somebody to admire you? I don't feel creepy about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty dope, right? Jared, you agree? We're dope.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I would hope so that you feel that way. Right. But,
yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, there's a moment where something feels like flattery, right? And then there's a time where it crosses that line and you're like, okay, man. Plus, you know, listen, I'm the person that's driving in the neighborhood. For all I know, your neighbors are the cool ones and you guys are the copycats. So now we got a big issue here, right? The car thing, you know, I mean, if you like your car and they see, you know, how you're using it and so forth, I understand why people like cars. And I mean, that's a popular car. If you feel like that's the car you want, you know, then, you know, it's a big choice. It's a big investment to go out and get another one just so it doesn't, you know, look the same as your neighbor's. The house thing, a lot of people doing gray houses, black windows right now, but it still gets weird. The pet thing, like, okay.
Stop telling them where you're getting your stuff from.
Right. Hide your logos, right? You know, I don't know.
Never again.
I mean, it's a valid question. Do you actually say something or don't you? Do you like them? Are they cool people?
Yeah, they were pretty decent. We're not like super close, but we say
hi. Yeah, like, we don't have a drink. We don't go out together or anything like that. But
you wave in the front yard.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And when they ask, you know, they kind of do it in general conversations.
Right.
And, you know, when you're having general conversation, you just kind of say what they ask or, you know, give them the answer.
Yeah, you don't feel like you have to say, don't get the same dog.
If you have a neighbor that is constantly copying you, do you say something to them? Or you just keep your mouth shut and you're like, all right, they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. If you realize that your neighbors were essentially copying everything that you were doing at your home, would you confront them about it or would you not say a word?
I mean, when you're past a certain age, can you even use the word copying when you're talking about different things that are going
mimicking?
On with your neighbors?
Mimicking? Is that a better word?
I mean, I guess, right?
Yeah, Jacqueline and Jared are having this issue right now. Their neighbor bought the exact same car, Honda Pilot, white. They asked them who they use to do the siding on their house. Mm-hmm. hired the same people and did the same color, the same gray, but it's gray. Like everybody kind of
everybody's kind of doing gray right now.
Yeah. They adopted a dog. Guess what? They went to the same rescue agency and adopted a dog too. Yeah. I mean, these are a lot of things. And Jared says, like, we have to say something about this. We have to, like, say to them, like, what, you know, what are you guys doing here? And, well, Jacqueline definitely disagrees.
I hope everybody on the block uses the same adoption agency and they all go out and get dogs, right? Maybe one of them should get a fence and they can all copy each other and get fences too. Good fences make for good neighbors, Anna. It's not a big deal.
Let's go to social media on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Kimberly says, her side, imitation is the highest form of flattery, even though it's annoying. I would just stop talking to them and pretend they don't exist. Eventually, they will move on to flattering somebody else.
I mean, do you think so? Because then again, that's kind of creepy obsession, right? Like, lose your focus on me.
On our text line, I'm on the wife's side. As much as it is annoying, the adult thing to do is ignore it. I have to say, the hardest part of being an adult for me, one of the things besides having to pay a mortgage and taking care of my children, is
and responsibilities right. And work and all that stuff.
All
right.
Those things is. Yeah. Is learning to ignore things and not saying things and keeping your mouth shut. Mm. I think that is a hard lesson to learn. But what do you think? Would you say something? The Couples Court verdict is powered by NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA. If your neighbors were obsessed with you copying everything that you did, would you confront them about them or would you keep your mouth shut? Because that's exactly what Jacqueline and Jared's neighbors are doing. Well, that's what they think anyway. They bought the same car, Honda Pilot, same color, white. When they redid the siding on their house over a few months ago, they reached out to them, asked who did the work. They hired the same contractors and put the same color siding up. They adopted a dog from a rescue. They went and adopted a dog from a rescue. Same rescue.
You know what? I can remember certain years that cars were so popular, whether it be affordability, as far as, you know, safety or anything like that goes. And it seemed like everybody in the neighborhood had one. There's many SUVs nowadays, right? So When you talk about a big, you know, significant investment like a car, you say to yourself, I mean, that's a commitment for 4, 5, 6 years, maybe more for some people, right? We're going to have to look at the same car in their driveway every day. And that just weirds Jared out.
Yeah, and Jared wants to confront them and say something about this. But Jacqueline's like, what are we going to say? What do you think? Would you say something? 1-800-330-9999. Looking at our text line, Meredith says, I'm on her side. There is no scenario that conversation will be received well. They aren't doing horrible things. Is it weird? Yes, but I wouldn't say anything if they really aren't doing anything horrible.
I mean, is the reception what you're worried about, or are you just trying to put them on notice? I don't know.
I'm with the wife here. Like, it's not that big of a deal, you know? Like, what if it's not about them? They might not even realizing what they're doing. Mm. They're making a big deal out of nothing. They should be flattered. It's basic decisions. It's not like they're doing the exact same stuff. They might not even realize what they're doing. If anything, they should be flattered.
I tend to agree. How do you know for sure they're copying you, you know?
When you come out and you're like in a parking lot at a grocery store or whatever, and let's say the exact same car is parked next to yours, do you immediately compare the two of them?
No, I just try to make sure I get into the right one that belongs to me.
Hey, Des, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the husband's side. It's one thing to be like admired and it's one thing to be obsessed. Mm-hmm. This is giving obsession.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling a little bit, you know, like they're infatuated with what it is that you're doing.
Just stop talking to them. I don't understand why you got to keep talking to them.
Crazy.
But let's say you do stop talking to them, and they're still buying your stuff. Not resolved.
I mean, you just gotta,
that's weird.
It's weird. You're right. It is
like,
weird.
How old are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they have Google just like anybody else. They are aware that there are similar products to what it is that they like, but different stuff.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jacqueline, our audience agreed with you. Jared, you can't say something. What are you going to say? You can't say something. You can't accuse them of copying you. You just have to take it in stride and hope that's the end of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking about changing the color of my house now.
Hey, just, you know, anybody that pulls up in the neighborhood and be like, we did it first. Mm-hmm. We did it first.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to seem like I'm the copycat in this situation.
Well, that's it. I mean, if I'm driving through the town and you know, if I'm the delivery guy or whatever, I have no way of knowing. So You've Bye. Lost your cool. I see what happened.
Exactly.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$1,400 on the line today for Can't Beat Raven. Matt, you ready to play?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man. $1,400.
Thank you.
Okay, Raven's walking out of here. Eventually, that big old door will close. And he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Matt, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same exact questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Saturday Night Live will debut in a new location next year. It'll have the same format of a cast, musical guests, and skits. And will also be produced by Lorne Michaels. Where will it be?
The United Kingdom.
Number 2, Publishers Clearing House has filed for bankruptcy. They're famous for surprising people with giant checks with the prize patrol. But what made them their money was their subscription service that sold what?
Magazines.
Number 3, Rory McIlroy won his first Masters this weekend, giving him the career grand slam. What color is the jacket they give you when you win the Masters?
Green.
Number 4, the LA Olympics will have more events with co-ed teams after a few had debuted at the Paris Games successfully. What swimmer is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
What's his name? Phillips?
I think that's close enough.
Phillips.
Okay, number 5. Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez are all going to space today. What galaxy is the Earth located in?
Our galaxy?
Our galaxy. That seems accurate, yes. All right, 3 out of 5 for Matt.
Not great, right. Not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Saturday Night Live will debut in a new location next year. It'll have the same format of a cast, musical guests, and skits, and will also be produced by Lorne Michaels. Where will it be?
I don't know.
United Kingdom.
Okay.
Yep. Number 2, Publishers Clearing House has filed for bankruptcy. They're famous for surprising people with giant checks with the prize patrol. But what made them their money was a subscription service that sold what?
Magazines.
Yes, they sold magazines. Number 2, Rory McIlroy won his first Masters this weekend, giving him the career grand slam. What color is the jacket they give you when you win the Masters?
It's green.
Yes. Number 3, the LA Olympics will have more events with co-ed teams after a few debuted at the Paris Games successfully.
Mm-hmm.
What swimmer is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Number 5, Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez are all going to space today. What galaxy is Earth located in?
The Milky Way.
Yes. All right, I'm sorry, Matt. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
All right. I tried. This is Matt, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,500 tomorrow.
Anna Raven.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.